Okay, welcome to class 20. And let's take three deep breaths together. From your day and relax your body, settle in, feel your whole body, and just drop in. Drop into yourself, which is already there waiting for you to acknowledge. Just be grateful that you have this refuge, the refuge of yourself. And go deeper into the self. And while remaining perfectly alert and aware, but single-minded, keep 25% of your attention on the breath and the belly while remaining simply aware. Completely disengaged from the mirage. When we disidentify and disengage, we're already there, because this is our natural state. Surrender yourself to yourself. Surrender everything that you think is important in this world. karma body goes away, it will go away, it will all cease to be. And if we're ready, when so-called death comes, death to the body, then everything will go much smoother. All of the appearances that we cling to are here only for a moment. And this so-called lifetime is but a flash. In eternity, a momentary happening. The irony that when we give up trying to find meaning in our life, trying to find purpose, trying to be important, trying to feel good. When we give that up, meaning becomes much more profound. experience changes. Into something that is beneficial for all around us and for ourselves. Everything becomes lighter. More open. That nothing that we do is really not so important. Any act of doing does not compare to being. Behind every thought is the sense of the personal I. Every single thought is based on this assumption that there is an I, a doer, a separate I that needs things, and that wants things, all craving, all aversion. It's based on this one thing. All suffering is based on this one thing. The assumption that we are the I, the little I. Get in touch with this sense of I. The doer. The thinker. The one who does, the one who thinks, the one who speaks. The one who was born. Was given a name. Get in touch with this I. This sense of a separate being, separate agent, what does it feel like to be this I? The doer. Does it feel free? Does it feel tense? Worried? Occupied? Fearful? Really get a sense of what this I feels like. And now switch, let go of the I. And go into the I am. This is the one who is just being, who is whole and complete, just being with nothing to do. Get a sense of this I am. What does this feel like? When you're not the doer, when you're just being aware. Does this feel different than being the I? If you could choose between the two, which one would you choose? The one who does, or the one who bees. The one who is involved in the world. Or the one who just watches the world, who is not engaged. On which one feels more true? holding on to, just drop it. See what happens. Just for now. You can pick it up again later if you want. And here are more subtle levels where we're holding on to things. And you can go there to a more subtle place and drop whatever you're holding on to there. And even more subtle, finer, smaller place where you're still holding on to something. And just let go, drop it, whatever it is. Just for now. Just surrender all of yourself. at your own pace. Open your eyes and come back into the room. Thinking about the fish truck call versus the bird calls. I was thinking about the fish truck as like a, that's his mating call.
The fish truck?
Mm-hmm. That's his mating call. He goes around and he's calling for a mate around the town. So I was thinking about comparing that with the birds. The birds have their mating calls. It's not all mating calls, right? But sometimes, like the more elaborate or forceful or louder ones, maybe are mating calls. So I was thinking about that fish truck. It's trying to find a mate.
He was really going for it today.
Yeah.
Desperate.
He's really going for it, yeah. Like, totally. Wow. So, that brings me to this idea of agency. So that when we assume the I, that we are a separate I with a body, that automatically gives us this idea or this tendency towards agency. I have to do something to get what I need. Or I have to do something to get rid of this thing I don't like. I have to do something to get whatever it is, it's agency. The I is always the agent trying to get something. And so as practitioners of Advaita Vedanta or Dzogchen or whatever Buddhism or whatever it is that we're doing here, one of the things that we want to do during our day is to let go of this sense of agency. To surrender to the flow of what's happening, whatever's happening, surrendering this sense of agency or this I. And I recently discovered this mantra that I like, that I wanted to present to you guys. And it goes, consciousness is the only power. So how do we surrender without trying to surrender? Because if we try to surrender, then we're not surrendering, we're just trying, right? So how do we do that? Well, one way we could do it is to just to say that consciousness is the only power. Because if that's the case, then there is no personal agency to do anything. There's no power of a personal agent. The only power is already there, and it's consciousness. And so what happens when we say this? Like if we're having a bad day, or if we have a decision, an important decision we need to make, or we're having a tough conversation with someone, or having some kind of resistance to our circumstances, you can just say, consciousness is the only power. And then something happens. Perhaps we switch from being the agent to just being a witness to whatever's happening, to the flow of things. And then it's all just fine, whatever it is. Anyway, I really like this mantra. I just thought that you guys might be interested in that. Because, you know, all of us, we can get caught in our day and just caught off guard and stuck in thoughts and thinking about our circumstances and trying to get out of it by doing and more doing. And the doing can go on, but we don't have to be involved in the doing. There's just doing, but we're not the doer. Because consciousness is the only power there is.
So even our agency is part of the of that power.
Well, yes and no. Our agency, our sense of agency is a what I would call a misunderstanding of what is that power. Misapprehension. Because the power is all encompassing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's everything. There is no separate thing that's within it, right? Mm-hmm. It's all just consciousness, mm-hmm. allegedly.
So if I'm doing things.
But then there's, but who's doing anything? There is no you. There is no separate you. The sense of agency is false. It's illusory. Mm-hmm. And it's illusory because the I is illusory, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So there's no one really, there's really no one doing anything. There's no one to do, and there's not really no one doing anything.
Okay, I can be observing myself doing things, as you said now. You mm-hmm. can be an observer.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing things, but you are observing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're still doing, but there's still this body doing things, and you're still observing that.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So that is not agency. That is...
Well, who are you when you're doing it? Are you the agent?
I am both.
Are you the witness?
Observing. I am observing what this body and this entity is doing.
So there's a point where you recognize the difference and you can act without really acting and disidentify from what's actually happening out there or with the body. You're disidentified. And so you're not the doer because you're not identified with the doer. But normally, 99.999% of the time for all of humanity, we are thinking that we are the agent.
Yeah.
We're the doer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something that happens when we have insight that where we realize that we're actually not that, and that the I is illusory. The I, the agent, the thing that thinks it's separate with a body, is a total illusion. And so when that happens, then the trajectory of karma out of the body keeps going because there's nothing to do about it. It just keeps going until it ends. And then something else happens. But we no longer apparently have to come back in this cycle of rebirth with a body because we know we have this wisdom that we're not a body, a separate thing. And we know that whatever is happening, whatever appearance is there, is just a mirror of the mind. It's an illusion. It's a mirage. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, not easy to explain in words, but when you get it, you get it. You know?
So, is there something we can actually do until then? Because the point is exactly that. You get it when you get it.
Say this. Consciousness is the only power. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Write that in the group, please, just so we can start elaborating.
I will. Yeah, I will.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And yeah, it's slow. It can be a slow, very slow process. So. For me, it's been incredibly slow. It's still slow, but it's great.
That's what matters, isn't it?
Huh?
That's what matters.
What?
That it's great.
It's great, yeah. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Still a struggle with this idea of letting go, of wanting to feel good.
Letting go of wanting to feel good.
Yeah, but isn't that why everyone started meditating? Honestly.
Letting go of wanting to feel good.
Yeah, you said that.
Like
in the beginning, you were talking about letting go everything that's important to you. Everything that has value to you.
Yeah.
And you gave examples, and the last one was of wanting to feel good.
Yeah.
And that one is, you know, I was thinking about values, principles, you know, goals, whatever, you know. But then that one really was like, why would I do that?
Right. Why would you?
It's the reason why I started meditating.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. You just told me our experience.
Yeah,
exactly. And we shared our experience of after we'd been meditating for a number of days. We just felt so good.
Yeah.
Like blissful or whatever word you want to stamp on it. But This feeling of expansiveness.
Mm. Yeah, right. But you didn't, when you were feeling it, were you wanting it?
No.
No, you weren't wanting it. There it is.
Okay.
You see? The desire to feel good is the problem.
Okay.
You want something. If you want it, it's out there. It's not in here.
Mm.
That's it. Yeah. Of course, you know, the mind is crazy and we're always going to have this until we don't have it, you know.
Mm.
But to be aware of this fact that when you want something, you don't have it. And when you're feeling good, you don't want anything. You're just being yourself because you are inherently goodness, right? You're just feeling yourself.
But then there is the trap of when you experience that.
And then you go back into the world,
yeah,
right?
And
yeah.
And then you start craving
yeah.
it, and then that
yeah.
becomes another.
And so you go to more classes and more meditation retreats, and then pretty soon you're feeling better and better all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, for me, that's what happened. You know, I went on one, a couple of retreats, and then one retreat, I was like, oh my God. And then I spent a decade chasing that feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, or more. And then until I realized like, oh, actually, that's just a memory. It's not it. It's just a memory of this thing that happened in the so-called past. It's not real. But how do I get back there, you know? Yeah, so just, I think it's necessary at the beginning to have these experiences. And then we have to go through this process of craving this,
mm-hmm.
this goodness or whatever that we experienced. It's inevitable, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to be aware of it is a whole another thing. To be aware that, like, that it's not, you know, that it's just us. It's just what we are. And it's not out there somewhere through some experience or through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's through someone else. We think we latch on to someone and we think, oh, they're going to save me from my disenchantment with the world. And it never works out that way, right? Something always happens, and then you realize that it's not in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not in the new whatever that you bought. Or it's not in the exercise program that you signed up for, or whatever, Tai Chi or whatever, you know. Or yoga, even asana yoga, it's not in that. Or some physical experience. It's not in that. Or it's not in drugs or alcohol or food.
Mm-hmm.
Family. I kind of think that we just have to go through a period of complete disenchantment to get to it. A dark night of the soul, maybe. But I don't know. My experience, that's the case. So.
Okay. That's what brought me to the meditation.
Huh?
I think that's what brought me to the meditation.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But who knows? Maybe it's just more to come.
Yeah, but I think everyone in this room, if they look back 5 or 10 years, that we've made some evolutionary steps in our journey, or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, I need to go so far.
Yeah. Anyway. That's all I have. So, see you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Thank you.
Sorry?
See you next week. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.